Welcome to Blown in Movies and Tea. We're your hosts, Deanna
and Sienna.
And today we have our two special guests.
Hi, my name is Mina.
Hi, my name is Sean.
And today we'll be talking about Black Panther.
Woo!
Woo! Ooh. Black Panther was introduced into the MCU in Civil War in 2016, where the superheroes were fighting for what they thought was right. Since then, he has got his own movie and has become one of the most loved superheroes in the MCU. And that movie came out in 2018. Yay. Okay, so our first topic is, do you like Black Panther as a superhero?
Oh, you want me to start? Okay. yeah, you know, Black Panther's him really top, like, he's top two in Marvel, like the MCU. Hulk's the only person above him, my goat Hulk, Bruce Banner. Strongest Avenger, better than Thor, too. Just gotta throw that out there.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know about that one. Who he got dogged in, what's the first Avengers? Hey, man.
Who did?
Loki?
Thor.
Oh,
remember so when the they Hulk fought? Got dogged in the last Avengers.
They fought no, in the first
Hulk part. Did get he got body slammed though.
That like, wasn't fair. He nah, got it new was powers like, all of a sudden.
Nah, it was like fair. Big brother, little brother type oh. fight. He got slammed through the ground like.
I remember him beating up Loki. That's what I remember from that movie. I think that's the only like scene I remember.
I feel like almost everybody has got beaten up by somebody that they're now friends with in that whole universe. Like, let's talk about it.
Everybody's always fighting.
It's giving high school.
Stop.
No, I would say I like Black Panther as a superhero, somewhat.
Okay. I agree, personally.
Hulk is, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, no, you
was,
like,
pausing. No, I was, my bad. Hulk is definitely, like, my top, yeah. It goes him, it goes Hulk, and then it goes Black Panther, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm biased because I do like Spider-Man a little bit more. Mainly because we have a lot more, content with him.
Get him out of here.
On God.
Like, get him out of here.
Spider-Man. God. Like, specifically Miles Morales, I like better than all the Spider-Mans. Gosh. Like, he's top.
It's two movies, they think.
He's, look, two. No, for real. You're dragging
he's top.
It.
Then Black Panther. I don't care about the other Spider-Mans. And then we got Thor.
Okay, no, don't do. Don't do.
I do
don't
like
do Toby
them.
Like that. Nah, like Toby came them, in and ate his
but
role up.
I don't care about them enough. Mainly because I'm biased.
Yeah, we know.
You think okay. Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Do you?
She does.
You
oh
do?
My God.
See, I'm disappointed. Nah,
I never even said that, but like.
No yes, you did. Stop lying.
Okay, I probably
know. No way, gang.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Stop lying.
But still, they're all good at the end of the day.
I don't even think I watched the Tom Holland ones.
Yes, you did.
I watched like one, but I don't remember the first one.
When I saw him, I was like, nah, gang, you gotta go. I'm sorry.
I think it just wasn't.
Nah, Toby's top tier. Like, yeah. Toby?
Bro, they was putting him through the ringer.
Nah,
that
for
man
real.
Had trauma in
he came back and looked like he aged 75 years. He was going through it.
I kind of miss, like, when they had. You know how in Toby's, he didn't have to make webs?
Mm-hmm.
He just naturally had that. I kind of. Yeah. That's what I like about Toby's. And then they just threw away that. And I'm like, why?
Why did they have to make it? It felt natural. It felt like that whole, oh, I gained superpowers. I made my superpowers.
That's weird. Like, if he's already getting, like, spider stuff, like, he can stick to things and he's a lot stronger.
Yeah, so.
Why can't he make webs then?
Yeah.
I don't like
ask
that part
the
of
directors.
MCU.
Nah, for real. I really wanted to ask him that because you just lost me.
That just, like, took away the magic.
Anyway, I like Black Panther because he's black and he got a black suit and he's cool. And he's African, and he's good-looking. Wakanda
forever! Yeah, no. That's
and T'Challa is just funny.
And fast.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I guess this coincides with Black Panther. Do you think Killmonger was valid for his anger?
Can I say yes?
You can say whatever you want.
I think he was.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, I don't agree with him trying to slice his cousin's head off.
No.
Personally, like. Oh, wow. But I do understand his anger of being left out there by himself when you guys had all of this. Like, all of my family is here, and you guys just left me because of something my father did or something because you know, wanted to keep up your reputation or something like that. So you left me to go through what I went through.
When I was rewatching the scene yesterday, I noticed his choice of words. He was like, y'all look comfortable up here. I want that, too. And I'm like,
y'all sitting up here comfortable. Must feel good.
I agree. They really just kind of left you. They put you in the system in America.
At
all
that.
Places. Like, he can't even come back to Wakanda.
you like literally they could have set it up like, okay, if I don't want you to know that you're related to us, you could have at least still been a person here.
Yeah,
we didn't have to just leave you there.
Because it definitely would have been way better if he was in Wakanda than in America.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have tried to kill his cousin twice.
Yeah, he probably would have turned out way better. He has a lot of built-up anger. It's more like he still kind of feels like a little child. Like, even in his flashback scene when he met his dad in mm-hmm. the spiritual realm, he still saw himself as a child. He like, morphed back into that child as he was talking to his dad because he's, like, still holding on to that childhood pain.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was the one who found his dad was probably more traumatizing.
In the fact that nobody really looked at it from his point of view until after.
Yeah.
Like, after T'Challa was like, okay, yeah, now I see it. But at first, everybody was like, oh, it's not our fault. Kind of, like, brushing him off like, oh, you don't belong here.
Everybody was really aggressive with him.
Yeah.
They didn't even consider the fact that he was Wakandan or Kandian.
Only reason I don't kill you where you stand is because I know who you are. Now, what do you want?
We have entertained the charlatan for too long. Reject his request.
He did come off aggressive, too. He came in here like, I want to throw.
He was blasting stuff.
Had the throne anyway, since he was the second... He was the second son.
Yeah, I agree. What's your opinion?
He was right to be mad, but he didn't have to try and kill T'Challa, because he ain't even have nothing to do with it, so I'm not going to lie. There was no reason.
Yeah. But, yeah. T'Challa was probably still a child when that happened. So, how does this movie affect the black community?
I will say, like, okay, so, I don't know if you guys know, but, fun fact, right? Some of the stuff in Black Panther was actually based off of, like, a real country. Like, I know you guys know that, but, like, nobody actually understood what country it was actually based off of. Mm-hmm. It was actually based off of Haiti.
I kind of figured that from the second
like,
movie.
Over the water and the blue plant, like, yeah, we have that in the whole Haitian culture or whatever. So, when people were like, oh, yeah, I want to go to Wakanda... And we're like, that's when you find it, let us know, because I want to come as well. Not knowing that you were talking about, like, an actual place the whole time. And I think, in a sense, like, it was good because, you know, as black people, we don't really get figures to actually look up to, in a sense. It's always catered to other people. So having him was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, look at this dude. Like, he's legit a king, like an actual king coming through big body, like, bossing white people. I'm sorry.
And he feels so bossing
people over, like the level of class he held himself to was phenomenal.
It was like we didn't get too many stereotypes that were harmful. Yeah, Killmonger, that cut has to go, but
stop, not the cut. And chain.
Everything was so nice. Even the sibling dynamic, how the mother acted, how everybody held themselves, how they didn't see themselves as lower than other people. They was just people. They had their whole country, their culture. It looked really nice and colorful, and it was just really pretty. It was nice to see Africa represented in a good way and not just some waste desert land that they're taking oil from.
Yeah, you got grass huts and stuff, like,
yeah, there's not just giraffes in their homes and stuff.
Why is it always the giraffes? Always the giraffes and the elephants. No, it's always giraffes and elephants.
Another movie that does that really good is Coming to America.
To an extent,
like, it's still stereotypes because of the
there's a time, lot of stereotypes in there too,
the time frame, but at the same time, it's like, even in the time frame, it was not as bad as you would think it would be. I think they still held, like, class and gracefulness, just not as good, but good for that time frame
to an extent. It was like, okay, cool. I will say the second one kind of threw me off as well.
I'm not counting that. I forgot
that. Yeah, no, that second one really got me as well. That was, like, bad. I'm not gonna lie.
What even happens in it?
He had a random son.
Yeah.
He had a random son by a one-night stand, and then his daughter couldn't become, like, the queen or something because she was a woman. So they went through that whole stereotypical thing or whatever.
My brother was younger. He always liked Black Panther. And, yeah, like, it's just a good person to look up to. Like, wasn't that a good person to look up to?
Sure, bro, sure. Like, you use me as your example for that?
Because you're, like, younger, I guess.
When I'm it came like out. 2 years younger than
okay,
you.
Okay, but we was all young in 2018 then, I guess. 2018?
How old was you?
Like, 12? I don't know.
He was not 12 in 2018.
What was 2018?
No, 2018, we might have been around 12 or 13, yeah.
I think we was like 11 and 12.
Yes, I'm around that age.
Because in 2018, we was just in 6th grade when that happened.
Yeah.
I would have been 10. Okay,
exactly, yeah, right, that's
yeah,
young.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
I was a mature 14-year-old back then. Mm-hmm. I was in a body with a 10-year-old mind of a 100-year-old wizard.
Wow.
Type.
Wow, okay.
Next question.
Yeah, next question.
Okay. Do you think it was right for them to keep Vibranium to themselves?
I would have. Like,
I would. Yeah, you're not gonna come back and use this on me. What is wrong with you?
Well, if y'all warfare, y'all can keep that over
there. Nah, for real, because when you get the blast, I'm like, I'm coming back. What do you mean?
And like, even in the second movie, they was mad at the queen. Like, no. Nah, that's our resources.
Get back. Don't even get me started on the second one. Nah, I'm not. Because here's the thing. Why as black people, as Africans, why do we always have to give our stuff away to people so they can benefit? But when it comes time for us to benefit, nobody has anything for us. I'm prospering, I'm living life, but I gotta give my stuff to you because you feel some type of way because you don't have it? No, you got the game messed up.
And there's so many random colonies on Africa. It's like, go away. Why are you here?
No. It's weird.
That's weird. I'm not.
I don't think they're wrong, though.
Yeah. Especially, like, in their kingdom.
Yeah.
They own it. Y'all can't take it because it will benefit y'all people.
Now, I can see if it was, like, the actual, like, other African nations coming and saying, hey, we need some help, then, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then, yeah, I'm going to give you help. But if it's just, like, some random England or France coming knocking on my door, like, no, bro, get out of my face. You're not getting my stuff. Bye.
I do love that Wakanda is, like, kind of hidden in the trees.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. It's so pretty there. I just want to be there. How is this different from different Marvel movies?
It's different because it's like so much more culture in this movie. Like they emphasize that a lot more in black excellence in this movie. I'm cooking. Wait.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Oh, never mind. I'm done for, actually.
Oh, man. He done burnt the food.
Yeah, but, you know. Then you can build up off of what I just said.
Okay, yeah, it's more culture and everything, and all the other movies are just based on, like, I guess the superhero, like, solely, and this one is more of, like, you build off what I was saying.
I will say it's different because everything else is just based off of, like, problems between the two Avengers or whatever because of something simple that could be fixed. But in Black Panther, there was, like they were saying, culture, there was excellence, there was family, there was community, there was reasoning behind... Ow. There was reasoning behind somebody's anger. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to come take over the world because I'm an alien coming out of nowhere. Like, there were actual logical reasonings behind somebody's anger and behind somebody's reasoning for doing what they did.
I think in this movie, it was more of a political problem versus some evil creature just attacking New York City. And the fact that it wasn't even in New York or had anything to do with the normal Avengers was what made it really different. Chadwick Boseman brought a lot of energy and he brought a lot of passion to his role.
Love that man.
And the dynamics in everything in the family with Nakia, with his soldiers, everything just felt so real. It didn't even feel like a Marvel movie.
It didn't. It felt like a whole separate movie.
Yeah, it felt like it was his own saga. It didn't feel like the stereotypical superhero. T'Challa is stuck in a place where he can be right or wrong. He's not just right because he's a superhero. He is a well-rounded character. His character was written really well. He had his reasons for everything. He can be conflicted with what he feels is right and what the kingdom feels is right, the council, how he wants to fight, how he wants to rule, how his father ruled. There's so much about him that plays into the movie that makes it so much more different than other movies. Like, Tony Stark could never.
At all. The one thing I actually liked is that even though each character was based off of, you know, a comic book character or whatever, they gave each character, and the actors gave each character an actual opportunity to look at them as humans and not as, oh, you're just another Captain America or you're just another Batman. Like, you gave us the reason to actually look at you and say, I can see why you did that, or I disagree with why you did that. They gave us a chance to actually look at them as humans with faults, as opposed to just being like, oh, you're Captain America, you can't do no wrong.
Right. Thoughts on the soundtrack?
8. Mm-hmm. How many letters is in Devour? 8. No, they definitely 8. Can we talk about the ending credits though with the sand? Like, if you went to the movie theater, did you guys see it in the movies?
I did.
In the ending credits, like how they had like the sand and stuff. Because remember, T'Challa was buried in the sand.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The ending credits, 8 yeah, down pretty. Was phenomenal.
What was the ending credit song?
All the Stars with yes. SZA and yes. Kendrick. Absolutely.
Kendrick, he bodied every song he touched.
Bodied. Mm-hmm. He, like,
and that, SZA's voice was so perfect for All the Stars.
And you know what's so crazy? If you listen to, like, the part of, like, I guess Eric's little section of the album, of the soundtrack, every song kind of, like, just matched up with him so well as well. Right. Like, it was like, yeah, you guys actually took each character and put them in the song.
I really like how All the Stars is still so popular today. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Oops. And people even, like, on TikTok, they expressed how hearing it for the first time was amazing.
It gave me chills, though. I'm not going to lie. When it's I first
like,
heard it.
The way the sound is produced and it how it just feels like Black Panther.
Yeah, it brought the movie to like life.
And Pray For Me isn't as popular, I think. Or I just don't listen to it as much. But I still like the song, you know, The Weeknd's on it, and I do like that it was played in the background of that club scene. That yeah. was nice.
I will say, I do listen to that one. It's kind of like one of those, when you get your Eric Killmonger type vibes, like, when you're going through it, and you're like, bro, what's going on? Like, you're ready to go fight the world. Like, that's the type of, in the background, you know.
Yeah. Rate the movie.
Rate the movie?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah,
10.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, but yeah. Why?
You guys can go first.
Really just great Marvel movie. They was really boxing in there, I'm not going to lie. Always got to love the fights. That's really all that matters, too. They was really fighting in there.
Oh, wow.
And I like when they kept calling him a colonizer. That was hilarious, man. Oh,
yeah. No, it was. It was.
It's a 10 because it has Black people in it and like oh my automatically gosh. Makes it a little better.
No, when, don't no, no.
And then
the representation.
And then the songs were good. And then yeah, the fighting was good. The bad guy was good.
That's what he's diminished to.
And it was funny. And it was not too long and not too short because I don't like when it's long
and drawn
like,
out.
Yeah,
I'm tired of 2-hour movies.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It has to be really good to be two hours.
Yeah, no, I have to be, like, sitting there ready for it to be 2 hours. But I say 10 out of 10 because, like, I guess the representation or whatever. the representation, the soundtrack, just the feeling that you got sitting in the movie theater and seeing it. Like, and it like, there was a lot of points or a lot of things that happened in real life that was shown in the movie. Like, what's his name? Wakabi? Is that his name?
Yeah,
what's yeah, Wakabi turning on his bet, we were close, man. And you turned on me, him turning on his wife.
Yeah, that was
like,
crazy.
Think about it. My cousin coming back to stab me in my back. Like,
and you just sitting behind him.
Oh, dude, that I hated, and we were fighting, like, fist fighting. Like, you about to throw me over the cliff. Ooh. Now we're best friends. Like, there was a lot in there that was just, like, right on the nail of things that happened, like, in the community in real life.
Speaking of Daniel Kaluuya, or whatever his last name is.
Kaluuya.
She said Kaluuya.
It's Kaluuya.
It's not Kaluuya.
It's Daniel Kaluuya.
There's a Y in it.
Oh, okay. Daniel Kaluuya.
Did he
Kaluuya.
Not just say, yeah, at the end, though?
No, he said Kaluuya.
Oh, I thought he said, yeah, Kaluuya.
No. Kaluuya.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is the third movie we covered with him just, like, being one of the characters. The first one was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The second one was Get Out, which was our last episode. And then this one. Mm-hmm. He be in there. He be getting his bag.
Nah, as he should, though.
It's because the director, bro. The director be glazing him. I'm not going to lie. Put him in every single movie. Put him in Get Out. Put him in that Alien one. Oh, my
God. I'm not. I'm Wait, sorry. I'm not Peele? Watching that. I'm sorry.
I watched it.
I'm not watching. Nope. Exactly. Nope. I'm not watching
it. Yo, that movie was scary, bro. I'm not going to lie. I had a nightmare about that alien coming to eat me. Pause.
Pause.
What?
Strong pause.
It was okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I just didn't whatever I was supposed to feel, I didn't feel.
It was just weird.
It really was. Like, some movies...
I think that was just for the conspiracy theorists.
No, for some movies, we just got to keep in our pocket. Like, don't spend your money on this, baby. Spend it on something else that matters.
Yeah, he got a ride that was his bad. Thing. He still got his bag from it, because Kiki was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know people watch it for her. And then Daniel.
Oh, don't... What's your call was in there, too. What's the guy from... I don't know if you guys seen The Walking Dead. The one Glenn. That got his... Yes, Glenn was in there. I was like, oh, look at
that
Glenn.
That was before I watched it, though, but, like, I love him.
I love Glenn.
He's the best. I love Glenn.
Opinions on Nakia and T'Challa's relationship.
I don't know why she was touching my man. I don't know why she was next to my man. But, yeah.
It's adorable how he just, like...
No, he's... No.
Exactly, they're cute. They have a good relationship.
I don't, like I said, I don't know why
so
she
pretty.
Was a, she was exactly, so
she's so pretty.
She was so unappreciative of my man though, but she's pretty though.
How was she unappreciative?
Because he was like, "Girl, I'm trying to be with you," and she was like, "Psych." I'm like, "No, I would have folded." I'm sorry. No, they really had a nice. I like their playfulness, but I like the way they were able to get serious and how she cared about him and how he cared about her. It was really. You know, because sometimes we get tired of seeing toxic relationships. Eric and his girl in the beginning.
Because
he definitely shot her.
I forgot.
Shot her in the forehead, and he was like, "Sorry, babe, you gotta go."
No, that's crazy. Imagine helping your boyfriend rob somebody,
then he shoots you. Like, for real. Like, I thought
I'm coming back and hunting everybody in sight.
For real, I thought we were ride or die, and he was like, "No, I'm definitely taking a ride, and you're definitely dying." But that's not that. But like, he really dumped her.
He did more than dump her.
He dumped her in the dirt. He said 7 feet at an extra one. No, but
put her
he definitely
right in that grave.
How many letters has he devoured? He ate that up though. He was
no,
like,
there's not. There's six.
It's a joke. Oh my gosh, you really sat there and counted it.
Oh God, last time you said it, I was literally sitting there going, "No, there's not." I went through it like 3 times. I was going, "There's only 6." I was so confused.
He really, I was like, "Somebody's gonna count that watch." He really counted it though. It's a joke. Gosh.
I got it. I was just saying. I was trying, making sure I was fact checking. I was like,
I like how the mother still had love for the father too, and like after he passed away, definitely you can definitely tell that it kind of carried on to how T'Challa was with Nakia.
Yeah, you can tell they had a strong marriage and that they. Like, the kids came from a loving household.
We love.
With royalty and whatever pressures they may have from that.
We love healthy black love.
Yeah. And we love healthy parents.
Exactly. Unlike
we're
Eric.
We're tired of toxic
and
parents.
Not for they gotta go.
Generational trauma in every movie.
At some point, they gotta go. I mean, we can start throwing them over the waterfall, too.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. I do love Zuri. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Shuri.
Yeah. I was like,
wait, no, that's not it. No.
I forgot about the second movie. I don't even know what happened in it. But
second movie was garbage.
The second movie was so crazy.
I think I never said it was good.
I didn't watch it.
I said it was mid.
No, you didn't. You gave it at least like a 7 out of 10 when we watched it.
I literally told you I didn't mess with her because of her aunt head in that suit, bro. Oh my God. Big old head in that suit.
That's not why. You still liked it, though.
No, I didn't.
You was tuned in.
I was tuned in because I was like, it's a Black Panther. But then I was like, yo, this sucks.
Not sucks, though.
T'Challa would never let Namor come in there and do his moms like that.
Nah, for real, he would have got his lick back. Don't, like, my man would have
got his
lick
back. I was so
mad
when they killed him.
He would have got his lick back. Like, think about it. He was like, oh, I'm going to touch. When Eric was like, yeah, I'm about to get your sister, he hopped over there and was like, you going to do what? Not on my watch.
I would have cooked him. The movie was just so sad. It's like, it didn't even need to be made.
I didn't understand why everybody just started, like, dying. Like, what was going on here? Like, it was a lot. It was so much.
Like, I get that.
And then
explained.
Eric had them ugly... I'm sorry. They just know. The haircut wasn't
nice. They didn't give it up.
He had to... How is your hair even growing and you dead? That's what I was so confused. You're dead. How is your hair growing?
I guess the spiritual realm said, let me go ahead and...
His father had the same gray hair and the same sleepy... No, how is your hair growing and you're... Stop it. We're not going to do this here. You'll grow...
Man, her whole family is dead. Like, that movie was depressing.
Not for, like, what was the purpose?
I get we need an explanation why T'Challa is no longer in
the MCU. Did we really, though?
But that could have been a little short.
Because we could have just chucked it up to the fact that he died when everybody got snapped and he just didn't come back. Like,
but he did come back in.
He did.
Exactly. Yeah. How would that make
he sense? He got Marvel cancer.
Okay, but exactly. We could have just rolled him off like how y'all write everybody else off. But we didn't have to.
We could
have
got like a little Disney Plus episode of Shuri grieving and then call it a day.
Shuri. Just renaming everybody. No, but like we really didn't need everybody died. Husband gone.
Mom.
Dead.
Oh, yeah, brother. Everybody is dead.
Everybody's dead. Like,
cousin, uncle, everybody gone.
Everything's burnt down. And then people, let's talk about the fandom. Why were y'all pairing Shuri up with somebody that killed her mama? Trauma. Y'all are sick.
She was messing with her. I mean, she was messing with him.
Huh?
In the ocean, they was dancing or something. It was let me show you my world. But after
they were like, oh, let's get them in a full relationship. Like, oh, Me personally, ain't no way.
You're not gonna kill my mom.
My mom's or my no, not even my mom's. Mm.
And walk out with your two legs.
My mom's.
One of them gonna be hanging on the wall somewhere.
My dad though, you kill my dad, my man.
He didn't kill his dad.
No, I'm saying though, like parent wise, like I'm drowning you in your own water.
You ever seen him? He can breathe underwater though.
Exactly. So I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure you don't come back up. You ever seen a fish drown? You gonna see one today. Right
That's
now,
crazy. I've never seen a fish drown.
Exactly, he gonna
I
be.
I think they drown on land.
He gonna That's be the. Like the he gonna be the first one though. I'm gonna make sure you.
creatures that can breathe on land and underwater just bothers
like,
me.
Nah, why are you here? What is like, your purpose?
Why are your lungs so strong?
Not for real.
Go back into the.
What is your purpose?
Case. Thoughts on. I'm not even going to attempt to say this. The bald-headed lady, how she defended... Okoye.
Okie.
Okie. How dare y'all not remember her.
I'm sorry, Okie.
Read the whole question, bro. I'm so sorry.
She said, I'm not even going to say that. And here I come. Okie.
That's on how Okie... Damn, I said
Okoye.
I don't know how Okoye chooses her country over being loyal to the throne and her husband.
I'm not even gonna say because he gonna get mad about the joke I get. No, I would too. Period. I love my peoples. Sometimes, my husband though, if you try to kill the king and then you try to throw me under the bus and kill me at the same time, how many letters is in divorced? 8. I'm so sorry. Don't count it.
That was right. Oh, that was right.
Okay, look, it's right this time. Bye. That's so horrible. But yeah, no, I would have got a divorce too. Marriage over. Ink dried. You're dead.
There's no way.
Wasn't she gay in the second movie?
The first one. They were like the first one. They had a little something already. That's what they said about the first one. What was the other one? She had like really thick. Eyelashes.
Did you even watch the second one?
Yes, I watched it. I just fell asleep on it.
No, they said the second one, she was in a relationship with her. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm divorcing him too, though. No lie.
Game
over.
You love a bi queen.
Wait, that just came out of nowhere. I was like, wait.
I don't know what y'all talking about, so I'm trying to put my input. Anyways, I think she was correct. Personally, I would have did the same thing. Well, I would never be in this situation. But if I was her, I would do the same thing. If we can't agree, we just can't be together at this point.
Wait, what was the question? It was,
What was it? Was she right for...
I thought it was talking about the country or something.
The fact that she defended her country over staying with her husband.
Her husband was the bad guy.
Yeah. Exactly. So, the question was she right? Like, or do you think she should have chose her husband instead? Should she have been a ride or die?
Okay. Nah, yeah, she should have killed him.
When she put that spirit to his... I would have went through.
No, she ate that scene.
Nah, she did.
He was trying to hit her with a rhino.
No. And then if you think about it, too, in the beginning, when she was, like, next to the... When he had on the little, beads, and she was next to the rhino, we should have saw that foreshadowing. He was going to run her over. We should have saw that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Remember when she called him? On a little, what is the thing called? On a bracelet.
The something bees, the yomi bees, something like that.
Remember when she called him and she popped up and he was standing next to the rhino? Foreshadowing, y'all. Come on, y'all gotta do better than this. He was gonna rock over. Y'all should have saw it.
I should have watched this movie last night.
Y'all should have saw it. I have not seen this movie in like 3 years.
Okay, I remember that, but like the foreshadowing thing is like a stretch, honestly. Anyway, next question.
What is your thoughts on Wakanda as a country? I think we already covered it.
I mean, obviously, it's based off a rare one, but that rare one right now, I wouldn't advise anybody to go to.
Oh. I'm scared to go to, like, any Caribbean place. Low-key.
Well, I'm gonna leave now, because now I feel offended.
Not in a disrespectful way, but, like, no. I believe, like, these mystical stories I be hearing. I be like, oh no, no, thank you.
Anyways, Wakanda is very beautiful, and if it was real, like, I would love to go there. It's just so pretty.
No, I would really.
And full of beautiful people.
Yeah. It's really lively and colorful.
Yeah.
It feels like a real country, and it makes me sad that it's, like,
it wasn't.
Not existent. It's based off of a real country, but it's not Wakanda.
Yeah. Like, no. I would want to go visit, though. That's the thing. Like, imagine flying over it.
Oh, my God. That would be so pretty.
I think I screamed, though, at first, because, like, why are we flying into trees and stuff? Like, but it'd be really nice to visit, though.
You gotta have the tattoo though to go in. They wouldn't let you in. No. Just saying.
Get some ink.
I'll have the tattoo.
No, you don't, buddy.
It's just a little hidden. I'm not gonna show
Everybody has theirs hidden. It's under their.
Okay. Well,
it's like, they live. Yeah.
Prove it.
Are they born with it? They can't be. They gotta be just like inking it when they babies, though.
But how? If it, wait. Their lip as a baby?
No, yeah, but then also, again, saying. How? Because, like, it glowed.
They must be born with it then.
Yeah, it glowed. I thought it was blue.
Because how did he give it to the little American kid? He didn't even know. Oh, no, he didn't know he was Wakanda. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
But, I don't know, you know?
Who knows? Only the nose knows.
And for some reason, our last question is, how do you feel about Chadwick's acting? And here goes Amina.
I didn't even say anything. I was going to let them answer.
No, let's just let you go first. Get your little rant out.
My man, 8 down. He devoured. He was phenomenal. I love him. I should have been his love interest instead, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
So you were going to act in the movie.
Absolutely.
That's a felony.
We're not going to talk about that. Good genetics. I look great. I'm actually like 24. Anyways. I think he did a phenomenal job. It would have been nice if we could have seen him in other movies besides the last one that we got. I'm sorry, guys. But he did a phenomenal job.
That was so sad.
Anyway, I think Chadwick's acting was beautiful. I love him for real.
Nah, for real.
Like, when all the first movies came out, like, I used to look at all the interviews and stuff. Because I used to be a big, like, Marvel interview person. But, I don't know, as time went on, I stopped watching them. Because, like, after, like, quarantine and stuff. But, yeah. He was great in that movie. He's great overall.
No, yeah. I've definitely, like, people think I'm dramatic over him, but, like, my obsession with him has stemmed back all the way to, like, his first couple movies, literally.
His face just fits Black Panther.
His face just fits Black excellence. Like, think about it. He played Thurgood Marshall, like, Jackie Robinson. Like, this man is phenomenal. Sorry. I got on a tangent. I love my man. Anyways.
Did he die before Endgame?
No.
Oh, he died after Endgame?
Yeah.
Hey, he did pretty good, you know, acting while he had cancer and hiding, I guess. I don't know why he did that, but...
I wouldn't want the public in my business either.
Yeah, no.
But he ain't tell his family either.
I thought the family knew.
No, yeah, I thought...
He ain't tell no wife.
I thought immediate family knew.
He has a wife?
Yeah, he had a whole wife. Her album was phenomenal,
she
though.
She has an album?
She put an album out. It was phenomenal.
His wife.
Yeah.
Probably some light-skinned girl. Let me look
it
up.
Is a
She's about my complexion, actually.
Chad...
What's her name? Nicole or something like that? Taylor Nicole? Nicole Taylor or something like that? Or Simone? Simone Nicole Taylor or something like that?
Okay, now you're just making up names.
No, I think that's her actual name.
All right, look it up.
Her name is Simone Ledward Bozeman.
Mm.
I guess you were
She
close.
Is light-skinned.
Yeah.
And she can sing?
I guess.
The album was great. I think the album was phenomenal.
Why the picture so small? Let me zoom in.
Because she accepted his award after. What was
She's pretty.
Me personally. Let me stop. That's a real person. Let me stop. That's a real person. I'm not even going to make that joke.
Oh, I miss Chadwick.
I really do. Honestly, there are so many more movies, like, it would have been great to see him in. So many more genres as well.
I remember watching the James Brown movie when I was younger. Because my grandma used to put that on all the time. I started hiding the movie because she put it on every day. I was like, all right. Okay, well, that's all for us. So, thank you for listening. Our next episode is us. So, you know.
Oh my God, do him again.
Oh my God, no, crazy. It's the other guy.
M'Baku's in it.
M'Baku.
And Akia.
Why do I remember his name?
M'Baku. Because
he's great.
Because he's him.
No, he really wasn't.
He has the best one-liners.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Nah, when he was like,
he kept barking at him,
bro. You bald-headed demon lives rent-free in my head.
Stop. He did eat them up, though. Not gonna lie.
So, our next episode is us.
Yeah.
No, I was scared.
Y'all was scared of that?
Yo, I watched that movie. On God, before I watched that movie, I was so scared. Yeah, I was literally telling my mom, I was going, on God, don't let me watch this movie. Please, bro, I don't want to watch this.
Didn't they make like a series based off of that or something like that?
Not that I know of.
They made a series that was kind of based off of that. I can't remember what it was called. I literally can't remember what it was called, but I remember watching the trailer for it.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Like, comment, and subscribe, and turn on the notification bell.
Bro, this is not YouTube.
This is not YouTube. Right?
Comment down below what your favorite part was.
You can't comment on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, what?
You can't?
Nah, it would have to be okay.
Yeah, bro.
Smash the subscribe button.
You're done.
Peace.
Bro. Who think you are, bro?
Big dog.
Yeah. Burleazy.
Catch you next time. Bye, guys.